When you're new to this country and coming to terms with all the different and unfamiliar things about the place, and when you're often misunderstood because of your accent, what are the markers for feeling accepted? Anne-Marie Smith is originally from France and emigrated to Australia via a circuitous route around the world with her family, finally settling in Kalgoorlie in Western Australia. This is Anne-Marie's contribution to our Life in 500 Words series.
Will they think I'm a migrant? I puzzled over this before I came into the country. Instead, I focused on Australia's wide open spaces, Le Grand Espace Australien, and its exciting opportunities. The distance is huge, the population sparse. First, the beaches spread for kilometers on end, then there was the interminable number of hours between Canberra and Perth, and finally, the long, drawn-out streets of Kalgoorlie, stretching across each other in geometrical grid patterns. A little house on a quarter-acre block of virgin bush awaited us. We pulled out every weed and planted a lawn. School started and some kids asked our daughter where she was from, saying she looked a bit dark. Was it because she wore a yellow t-shirt with a Papua New Guinea design? For sport, I wondered. That one comment set the scene for me. I made sure I bought the plain yellow sport uniform shirt she needed. Although we had come from Europe originally, we didn't seem to fit the European mold anymore. Australia was a continent of its own, where English seemed the wrong language to use. Everywhere you went, people looked and sounded different. I'd started thinking I fitted in until the day a newsagent's pimply shop assistant had difficulty in responding to my request. Can I have 3 boxes of matches? I wanted the local paper and 3 boxes of matches. On the way home, I noticed I'd been shortchanged. Years later, I realized that a young clerk probably didn't try to cheat me deliberately or because I had a funny accent, but that he probably lacked basic math. Sometime later, I started teaching English as a second language. I pretended to be a tourist. What of the spelling of enterrance over the door at the tourist bureau? No worries, mate. Nobody seemed to worry about it but me. Going back to my English language class, I used this as a teaching tool for spelling awareness. And for the following week's homework, the students spotted errors such as dining room in the local paper, the Kalgoorlie Miner. The first time I went shopping in Kalgoorlie, I noticed people buying brand new household equipment in the massive supermarkets. I'd heard that every other year, when people moved to another mining town, they simply left everything on the verge for council pickups and went to buy the same goods wherever their new job took them. Outside, I couldn't find my car in the hypermarket car park. It was before the days of electronic clicks on your car keys. A pleasant couple offered to help and we started chatting in the open space. No, I'm not from Melbourne. I don't have any relatives in the country. Just my husband and my children, born in different countries. But we're trying to make a go of it. Yes, a Toyota. That yellow one here. Thank you. You're welcome, they replied, and I started to feel I was.